and basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know, what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
All right, let's get going, people. It's time for Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Gary Tangway along for the ride, podcast, Zoom, however you consume. Our partners at Bet Online drive this show, the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Also, Athletic Greens, HE1. Look better, feel better with Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. Okay, guys, off the top, we've asked this question before, but now that we seem to have more parity than ever in the NBA, is it Luka, is it Ja, or is it Tatum? No. Who do you pick out of the three? And the reason we're talking about this is Luka's on a roll with 9 straight 30-point games. Bob Ryan, we start with you.
Well, the public always embraces little guys before they embrace big guys, little and mid-sized guys. I think Ja is got the best case in this argument only because of the nature of just about the size thing and all. Plus, he's American. I don't know if people want to make the face of the league a Central European.
Tatum American? Didn't Tatum grow up in St. Louis?
Tatum's not in
that this. America still?
He's not in this discussion yet. Come on. This discussion is – I mean, what about Giannis in terms of face of the league? Come on. But I think, we had this discussion last year.
Giannis is in Milwaukee. If Giannis is in New York, it's a different story, Bob.
Well, Giannis in Memphis.
But so have they closed the gap? Here's my question, and I think this is what Gary is kind of getting at. Giannis is Giannis, right? Have these young guys, the young guys, because Giannis isn't old, have they closed the gap a little bit to where you would take one of them if you were starting a team? Like, who would you start a team with today, Bob? If you had to pick one player, period, in the league, it's no longer, you can't even make a case for LeBron anymore. I don't know if you can make a case for, and Kevin Durant's been playing out of his mind, but you're going to go young. You're going to go young because they're that good.
Well, I mean, if Giannis is entered into the middle age category, what is he, 27? No, seriously.
I know.
Well, he's the answer for me. If I had to take one, you put that proverbial
Luka. I think that's true. But like to me, I mean, Bob, you're really down on Tatum, which surprises me.
I'm just elevating him into this discussion.
I think Tatum has the best upside of the three. I think when all said and done, Tatum's going to be the best of the three.
Wow. Well,
he's averaging He's averaging 30 points, 7.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and oh, by the way, he's shooting the hell out of the ball. He's shooting 50% from the field, 36 from three, which isn't great, but with the type of shots he takes, he's not going to shoot in the 40s from three. 89 from the line. His 2.5 turnovers a game isn't not that bad for all he has the ball in his hands. But I think Tatum absolutely belongs in the discussion. The only reason I'm not taking Jason Tatum today over Ja Morant or Luka is because they have the ball in their hands. They're true point guards. That's the only reason for me is you can put the ball in their hands at the end of the game and just say, hey, make a play for yourself or for others. Tatum can do that, but he is not as comfortable doing that as Ja or Luka.
Yeah, well, that's fair. I mean, that's fair. And to Bob's point, we have seen Ja Morant do some marvelous things. I mean, he has really, especially late in the game, Bob, this guy has risen from the ashes to win games.
No, I'm a huge fan. I've been a fan ever since.
He's fun as hell.
I just said it's a good discussion. I'm going to enter another discussion as a corollary. I'm not downgrading Jason Tatum. I'm just at all. And well, that's all.
The other thing Tatum does probably better than both those guys today is defend. Definitely better than Luka. And I don't think we place enough of a priority on defense when we're talking about these conversations, unless it's an elite defender, like Michael was an elite defender, right? Like you had those guys, but you know, Ja, when he wants to be, can be a very, very good defender. He's not always there. Most guys nowadays, when they get to star status, they back off. They back off on their defense, conserve energy. Kawhi didn't really do that. Kawhi, when he was MVP, when he was at the top of his game and healthy,
made him special.
Still guarded at the highest.
He was
highest,
the best two-way player in the league. That's what made him special. I mean, along with, you know, with, except when LeBron decided I'm going to, you know, go up and guard somebody, which he could do when he wanted to. But, you know, at his prime. No, I think what I'm doing here, and I'm thinking on the fly here, you know, because I wasn't really prepared
not for easy.
This discussion. No, it's great. Is I'm being defensive about my approval of Tatum. I don't want to come off as too parochial here. I mean, I love the guy.
You never worried about this before.
I love the guy. I'm thinking, Jesus, am I going to put him in this discussion? You could be changing my mind while we're having this conversation.
Well, but here's the one thing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Here's the thing that has dogged Tatum.
It's one thing.
And it's because he didn't show up, as we learned, due to injury in the finals. Okay. Yep. Now, the other two haven't been there. Okay.
No, but Luka hasn't. I mean, I guess Luka did last year. He had Jalen Brunson. He just doesn't have the talent. Like, what Luka does with I don't want to say mediocre talent, but not great talent is really, really impressive. Last year in the playoffs, and now he's got him in first place in their division. Luka, I mean, he's ridiculous. What he's done to help his team win and carry them.
And the run he's on right now, this is historic, as we're seeing in terms of the point totals. It's historic. It's matching. It's approaching Wilt. You know, most seasons starting 30-point games and all that stuff. It's fine, and he is amazing because you know it's hard to label him exactly what his position is. He plays like a point guard. He's got the ball all the time. You know, I'm thinking about him in terms of Larry. You know, Larry's great thing ultimately for me was he got more accomplished without the ball, with the ball in his hands less than anyone in the history of the game. But these other guys got the ball, you know, Luka's got the ball all the time, you know, and to do what he does. And Jokic has the ball a lot, but he doesn't have it as much as Luka, because Luka does, you know. Anyway, in terms of the whole answering, it's the discussion, the question was, you know, who's the face of the league kind of thing. And I would have to.
There is none. I think there's a few of them. And that's the beauty right now.
No, it's good, and don't forget Joker. I mean, he's phenomenal. I would say this though. Here's one for you. You got to win tonight, right? You got to win tonight. This is it. It's game seven. It's June. It's game seven. It's hot out, but it's cool inside, and the air conditioning's going on. Okay, you got to win. I'll tell you who I would, of all the people that are still breathing and playing the game, who I think I might want to have more, if I had the first pick right now. Steph Curry, still.
Yeah.
You still take Steph number one.
At 47 last night in a close game, in a two-point game.
Have you looked at their record lately?
No, their record's, I know.
No, they stink.
But right, I'm not blaming it on him.
No,
anyway, I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, it's a great debate because you could say Steph, you could say Ja because of his comebacks. You could pick any of these guys because of their one-on-one ability and the way they've been able to take over a game. I mean, we've seen Tatum do that. You know, we didn't see him do that in the finals. That was the thing that still dogged Tatum, is that, you know, on the surface, people are going to look how Steph stepped up, excuse the pun, in the finals, and Tatum didn't. That's going to kind of haunt Tatum a little bit.
And the guy, a name that was, that was mentioned in passing, Kevin Durant is still a tremendous force. You know, you wouldn't go far wrong saying I want him tonight to win the game. Yeah. You wouldn't go far wrong with that at all.
Here's what I'll say. Here's what could be the differentiator. I don't know if he's going to continue to shoot the ball like this, but right now Ja Morant is shooting 48% from three. Whew. That was going to be his Achilles heel coming into the league. Obviously, he's super athletic. We know he can pass it. But he's a guy that, you know, has shot pretty much in the low 30s from three. And you go under screens and you dare him. You pray he shoots the ball from three. Right now, he's 20 of 42 so far from three, which is 48%, guys. If he does that, if he can shoot 40 from three, which I don't think he can do, but even the high 30s, you say to yourself, like, how can you possibly stop this kid? And what can he do? you know, again, he makes his teammates better. He's super, super athletic, you know, at a different level, obviously, than Luka, than Tatum, than most guys on the planet. So that's the separator for me. If Ja really has worked on his shot to where he's become a above average perimeter shooter, he's probably the best player, the one you start your team with.
All right. Well, how do we account for the curiously good record they've had in games without him?
I know.
Sometimes it's who you
weird.
Play.
That's a great point. I don't know. It's an enigma.
Well, sometimes it's who you're playing to.
I know. But that was so strange.
You resting some of these guys, you know, again, when they're – and I know we'll get into Kawhi here in a minute, but you're resting guys at the right time, so your record looks a little bit inflated when you're without your stars because you're playing the bottom-tier teams in the league.
Right. Well, let's get to the West Coast because we're going to the Western Conference. You mentioned that Golden State is struggling. Talked about Dallas being on a roll. Kawhi's hurt again. Is LA basketball dead? How do we feel about the West? Jeff, I'll start with you.
I mean, LA basketball is dead right now. I mean, it's dead because it's certainly dead in Lakerland, where, to be honest, the best thing for the Lakers, and I can't believe I'm saying this, might be just to lose every game.
Tank
for Victor. And I don't know, you know, it would add some intrigue and excitement if they got Victor for next year. But I don't know if like Victor all of a sudden turns you into a championship contending team as a rookie when you look at his body frame. I don't know, you know, maybe he will. Maybe he'll be able to make the adjustment if they got him or Scoot Henderson, who's playing in the G League Ignite right now, who's a terrific talent in the Derrick Rose kind of back young Derrick Rose, you know, type of player. The Clippers are a little bit more fascinating in terms of kind of can they get it back, right? Can they get it back? And it all depends on Kawhi's health. And I think I'm at a point now where I just don't trust that Kawhi's ever going to be healthy for a long period of time again. And I think, honestly, it goes back to Kawhi playing so damn hard every time he got on the court. And I think beating up his body so badly that he's just – everybody rips on him. He was the one who started kind of load management, this, that, and they kill him. That dude played so hard on every single – he never took a possession up on both ends of the court. So I almost feel like he's got more mileage on him than most of these guys that have figured it out at 27 years old. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to play or 25 years old. Look at Jaylen Brown is a good example, right? He was an elite defender at 23, and he started to kind of probably understand, like, I can't go that hard every possession defensively if I want to score the ball. And, oh, by the way, that's the thing that's going to get me a max contract.
Yeah, I think with the Clippers, it was a nice idea with pairing George and him, and it would have been great. But I agree with you. Come and see me when he yeah, you know, gets healthy. But right now, LA basketball is definitely in
the That's a problem for the league. That is a problem for the league.
Well, it's a problem. And you know what? I keep waiting for I want the Knicks to get good, by the way. I think it's healthy for the league for the Knicks to get good. And I'd like that to happen. So if you got the Knicks on one side and the Lakers on the other that are in the, you know, poop, that's not good. No, it's not.
I found this interesting. I had a chance to interview Dwight Howard a couple of times. I found him to be extremely engaging. You know, he and Stan Van Gundy, maybe Jeff, you have some insight to what that whole fiasco with Orlando. But, you know, we were having a conversation and I said, Howard, did he live up to expectation? But as you pointed out, Jeff, he has Hall of Fame numbers. He just didn't win the ring. And he never developed a jump shot.
Yeah, he did. You're right. I mean, that is kind of part of it, right? As the game changed, Dwight didn't, where other guys did, like Al Horford, right? He changed his game. Dwight never changed his game, and Dwight just kind of became kind of a joke in a way. It's sad that he did. You know, how about the first time I ever talked to Dwight Howard, he was a 15, 16-year-old kid with the Atlanta Celtics playing on a team with maybe the, one of the best front lines I ever saw in AAU basketball with Randolph Morris and Josh Smith. And Dwight was super quiet, and he could handle the ball. And this was a young kid, 15, 16 years old. And I don't know, I feel like he went to Orlando and just kind of became this guy who loved attention.
No doubt.
Loved it so much that he would say and do anything. And then he kind of became a little bit of a caricature of himself.
He did.
And again, his numbers are insane. I mean, he was the dominant rebounder in the game for a long, long stretch. And he was a man-child when you looked at him. But
all right, a break in the action from Bob and Jeff to tell you about our partners at BetOnline as they continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs at sports info. Latest odds, news, and sports developments, NFL stuff, NBA, NHL. Everybody's rocking and rolling. Find out what's going on in your leagues. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and, of course, your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's really easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to sign up and use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your 50%. It's a welcome bonus and your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. AG, Athletic Greens. AG1, why do you want to do it? Because you're going to look better, feel better. It contains 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. You're going to sleep better. You're going to recover from those workouts better, be more alert, mental clarity. Costs less than $3 a day. Cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Athletic Greens has 7,000 five-star reviews. Excuse me, over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/hoops. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/hoops to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. All right, let's get back to Bob and Jeff.
I, of course, have tried to distinguish myself as the leading member of the anti-Dwight Howard fan club. And he's my least favorite player of the last 15 years. Because I think, Gary.
He's my least favorite, and that includes Kyrie Irving.
I've been on record. Well, I mean, no, as a player, I've been on record as saying that I would rather play 4-on-5 than have Dwight Howard on my team. So, so I'll just restate that. I'm not running away from those thoughts. Okay, right now, I think he's a squandered talent, and it's funny to say that when you look at the resume. If you look at the resume in the cold hard statistics, if you pointed out, Jeff, it looks like a Hall of Fame resume. Defensive player of the year, right, Mike? I'm sure. Rebounding guy. You know, look at the tremendous numbers. And he wasn't a winner. He was the antithesis of a winner. And
no,
he wasn't.
And he got to the finals once. And it was one of those things where you thought you were going to get back. Then he, I think, became sort of a coach killer. And it was all about him. And
you hit it. You called him, maybe a joke. And my thing is, I would say he was the wrong priorities. He seemed to have the wrong priorities. He just didn't get it. The about what winning is all about, how best to maximize his talents, how to stay serious. He's a walking distraction in the last X years of his career. And yet I understand if somebody could drop in and look at that record and say, oh, this guy's got to be a Hall of Famer. God forbid. Oh, my God. And I dread that a panel is going to be adjudicating this.
I hope you go.
And we'll get swayed by the numbers.
To that Hall of Fame induction, Bob. I'm gonna make sure you have to go to listen to Dwight's acceptance speech.
Yeah, well, you're buying then, all right, Jeff? I'll tell you what.
Absolutely. It'll be worth it to watch you next to me. God damn it. How did he get in here? I'd rather play 4-on-5 than play with this guy.
And on that note, gentlemen, if there's nothing else on the table, I will bid you adieu. Good job. Okay. Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Gary Tang, we're along for the ride. Brought to you by our partners at BetOnline, the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info, and by AG1.